All right. Interesting. Look, I'm really excited. It's about time. This show needed a revamp. In fact, you can see the back of my monitor. Hold on. The show needed something new, something fresh, a fresh perspective on life, whatever that may be. And I'm here to tell you that Daddy's back. All right, Daddy's back. And I am famous e-girl Michael LaMichael Garza. And it's not easy being an OnlyFans slut like myself. I love Joe Biden. He's number one. I love Joe Biden. I want him to touch my buns. Joe Biden is so cute. He is my homie. I have a crush. I have a crush on the POTUS, because he is the GOTUS. So I realize that the light behind me, it's flickering quite a bit. I have a feeling if I turn it off, it'll be a lot less distracting. So let me turn off the light real quick. Okay. So probably less of a distracting, flickering light. And yeah, there we go. It's a little darker in here, but that's okay. It's okay. So I think we can all agree that Joe Biden is the greatest president of all time. And I think we all understand that Joe Biden is so sexy, and he needs to be my woman. Oh, we got my boy. I'm gonna put some hearts in here. We got my boy Tim Smith, also going as Cayenne Ratsy Rivera. Don't build a wall between Biden and my mystery hole. That's all I'm saying, people. So because I'm doing this from OBS, I don't have the ability to highlight comments. I may have to find a plugin for that to be able to highlight comments. Until then, all I could do is, oh, maybe I can. Hold on. Pinned message. Interesting. Put user in. Oh, I didn't know I could add people as moderators. That's kind of cool. I don't moderate my chat anyway. My chat's a free for all, so I don't really ever need a true moderator for my chat. But I hope you all are enjoying. This is a new desk, by the way. This is something that I got at Staples for $109. Well worth it, by the way. I needed a desk, a real desk. And there's a monitor stand too, so as well, that's attached to this desk that I put on. I had to get all ready to go. But now it's a more professional setting, as you can see. I can't. I have the camera pretty stationary right now, so I don't feel like showing everybody like what's going on with it. But yeah, as you can see, this is what I've got going on. I'm pretty excited about it. Got my boy Anthony in the house. Got my boy Tim Smith in the house. I'm gonna put some heart emojis. I don't know if you guys can see the heart emojis, and then you got the celebration emojis, and you got the 100 emojis. You got the little ooh faces emojis. Oh my God. And you got more. Ooh, I'm just gonna. It's like a video game. I'm like an old man discovering what emojis are right now. That stray vacuum positioned alone in the middle of the kitchen would sell for $400,000 at any art museum today. Honestly, the way that I arrange, first off, my kitchen's a mess. I have a few things on the floor. I recently got done getting all of this set up, pretty much over the weekend. The new desk and everything, and says damn Anthony also said damn Ray can't comment. Why can't Ray comment? Ray can comment. He just needs to log into his YouTube account. Tell Ray to clear his cache. Oh, he's what? Wait, what did Ray? What? How, whoa, whoa, hold on. How did Ray get banned? Wait, Ray got banned from YouTube? Like permanently banned, or is he just like temporarily banned? Like I didn't know about this. I'm curious, man, because I love my boy Ray, and he's built a hell of a channel for, like, him and Josh, I believe. They both kind of collaborated. It's crazy he's logged in already. Oh, he's not banned. Okay. Okay, now, okay. I got scared for a second, man. I thought Ray actually got banned from YouTube. That's that. Fuck. Whew. Getting me all nervous, Anthony. Don't use the B word. Don't use the banned word around me. That gets me all nervous. Oh, my God. I was thinking now that I have a table to my side, I could put props next to me. Like, I could put my hydro cock pump, my bathmate, like right here. This kind of looks like a sex toy, but it's my Bluetooth speaker, by the way, that I also shove up my ass. And yeah, I thought about shoving. No, that's way too wide, man. I was talking trash to some. I'm an undercover YouTube cop. I mean, Anthony, you do have that little, you do have that badge. Don't you have that little, like, badge or whatever? Sitting around somewhere? And also, Tim Smith is kicking booty, by the way. He's my boy. He's my Canadian. Tim Smith is also known as Kyan Radzu Rivera right now as his username. He is a total stud, and I love the man. Total G-Dog, total GOAT, the greatest of all time, sexiest of all time, the greatest. And Ray also said not wide enough. Kyan Ransu Rivera says, is Ingholm that weed samurai guy with the ponytail, or was that someone else? yeah, I don't know what my boy Tim's talking about, though. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, and no. A white eagle. Okay, now I'm starting to start. Okay. He's referring to the eagle. Yeah, so Billy, the guy who was dressed like a ninja warrior, he's White Eagle, the GOAT. He's the real greatest of all time. He also can shoot left-handed really well, which makes him a pain in the ass to play against in a game of horse. You were eating, yep, we blew, the Eagle and I, my boy Billy and I, we blew out our assholes, basically, doing really hot pepper challenges. It was really cool. I had a good time with it. Billy was struggling so hard. Like, my boy was struggling hard. It was bad. I was like, whoo. But yeah, our butts were not feeling it afterwards. That's exciting, man. I've been wanting to do some more live videos, and it's just exciting to do them live. I was going to start, I don't know how many I'll start doing live, but I figured it'd be fun to do, like, well, first off, I did say in my title that I was talking about my boy Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden may be a terrible president, but he is pretty, you know, for an old dude, he's kind of sexy. And yeah, I think what we need to really realize is that Biden can't form a complete sentence, fine, whatever. But he is the hottest president of all time. Move out of the way, John Adams. Move out of the way, Abe Lincoln. Move out of the way, George Washington. Is Joe Biden better than those presidents? No. But who do I want to see naked the most? I want to see Joe Biden naked. I can't do this. But I want to try to stick to the script because I want YouTube to be on my good side. The moderators at YouTube hate me. So if I could start saying nice things about Joe Biden, they might leave my channel alone. Because the YouTube moderators have been pretty much dicks to me the bigger my YouTube channel's gotten. So I just have to say nice things about Joe Biden. So I just say things like, Joe Biden's the greatest of all time. I want his old saggy nuts to hit my forehead. You know, I want him to abuse me. I don't think he would. I think he'd be very kind. I think he'd give me a reach around. I don't know if he would slap me at all. He might say, like, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Because I do give off African-American vibes. I do. I besides, if you take away the fact that I'm pale as hell, I'm kind of like Dirk Nowitzki black. You know what I mean? I'm like seven foot. That's such a lie. Okay, anyway, I'm white. I know. My rhymes is tight. And I'm the greatest white rapper of all time. Joe Biden would agree. I think Joe Biden would agree. Because Joe Biden loves me. So let me tell you something, G. I don't even know if I'm black, you see. I try not to use the N-word, all right? You gotta stop fronting me because I'm tight. I only drink Bud Light at night. And I don't know. Fuck. I'm the greatest rapper of all time. Drinking whiskey, getting frisky. So I'm going to start rapping all the comments that I see in the channel. Doesn't matter what you write. Well, I may censor myself on some things, but as Raymond as the name says, that's when I found out I wasn't black as well. I agree, drinking whiskey, getting frisky. Oh, do you see that I'm dropping rhymes? I'm stealing people's lyrics, and yeah. So yeah, no, I think Trump is gonna win the presidency, but if you know, when Sexiest Man of the Year for 2024 comes out, Joe Biden's going to be top of the list. Joe Biden's pretty sexy. If Cokes were kids, oh my God. Oh God. That's funny shit, man. It sucks that YouTube is against people who actually have opinions like I do, because I question everything. I naturally am somebody who questions certain things. And, wait, Anthony, you got hacked? Wait, how'd you get hacked, man? What'd you do, bro? Were you looking at those naughty porno sites? You better not be, man. Gotta stay away from those, G-Dog. Gotta stay away from those creepy porno sites. It's not good for you, man. The more, Anthony, the more you deny it. The more I don't believe you. Ray and I know you've been looking at some naughty porn. No. I don't look at porn, I swear. Okay, I look at porn. Whatever. I'm a little bit of a perv, but like not that much. Like I'm into what the kids would say vanilla shit. Like, you know what I mean? I'm into vanilla. The vanilla shit. Like Twan is always on that BBC bus. Oh no. Oh God, no. No. Oh dude, that killed me. Damn it, Ray. And Anthony, if you're looking up BBC on Pornhub or X videos or whatever you prefer, don't do it. Don't we all know it. I wonder how many people have like looked up like, you know, accidentally went to like Pornhub or something like that. They were innocently looking up BBC and thought they were looking up British Broadcasting Channel. Just I can't even say the word. You know, I can't even refer to the BBC, the actual channel, without laughing. Like, whenever I hear somebody say, "Hey, have you ever watched the BBC before?" I'm like, only on Pornhub. Oh, you mean the television channel. Fuck, okay, well, whatever. Shit. Going off on a tangent here. Now we're talking about big BBCs. I mean, if you're on Pornhub, you're already not on an innocent trail. You're already looking up like, you're probably looking up like, I don't know, MILF porn or dudes banging dudes, or I don't know. I just assume people are looking up dudes banging dudes half the time. That's what I'm assuming. One thing I would love to do as a reaction channel. My channel's not really a reaction channel, but if they allowed me to look at porn and like put it on the display screen, I would be more than happy to like react to porn. That'd be so much fun. Just make faces and be like, what the fuck's going on here? You guys ever watch like Nuts in the Ass, Dick in the Pussy? That's a good one. Nuts in the Ass, Dick in the Pussy. That one's pretty gross. It's not that bad. I mean, the dude literally puts his nuts in the girl's ass in the video. It's chilling, to say the least. I don't know what I'm doing. I have so much fun doing this, you guys. Thank you for indulging my disgusting comedy. Thank you to Tim Smith. Thank you to Anthony. Thank you to Raymond. And y'all my homies. And don't say nugget around me. I love the Denver Nuggets and I love chicken nuggets. All right. I'm probably one of the biggest Nikola Jokic fans of all time. I do love me some Jokic. Like, it is weird. Like I've been shooting like Jokic for like, I've been shooting like straight up that same style of shooting where he like shoots from like right here for a long time. Like, I've had all sorts of forms in basketball. Ones where I go up like this and shoot. Ones where I go like this and shoot, and then, you know, all that sort of shit. But, you know, I love that. I love shooting like that. Oh, Tim's saying my comments aren't showing up. Mic drop much, as Anthony's saying, and no limb porn. I'm very basic, man. If I'm looking at porn, it's a very basic thing for me. I was looking up something quick. I pretty much just kind of whatever's on the front page half the time would be kind of what I would roll with. I'm really not picky. If I'm just desperate just because I can't, you know, sometimes you got to whack it. I think whacking it's healthy, man. I think most people should whack it. It's like, I don't know. Masturbation's healthy in my mind. And I hate like all those guys that say that you need to like do semen retention and all that shit. I think that's bullshit. I really think semen retention is the stupidest fucking thing. Honestly, I would go crazy if I didn't bust a nut every like now and then. Like, everybody should bust a nut. Like, why aren't you busting a nut is all I'm trying to say. And no, I'm not looking up wheelchair. Well, I mean, maybe I should. Anthony, you're a smart man. I don't know if I should take Anthony's advice, by the way. Damn it, Anthony. Damn it, boy. That boy ain't right. Ugh. Note to self, don't look up what Anthony's suggesting on porno websites. Just quick note to self. make life easier for me. I'm going to put some heart emojis out there. I'm going to put some hearts on everybody. We see all those hearts. Look at that. Oh, yeah, in celebration. Woo. I like this little face here. Little face on the live thing. Yeah. 100. 100. OMG. Yeah. Okay. So what have we learned here today, folks? We've learned I'm a little depraved. That's about it. What are you doing here? As Chris Hansen would say, what are you doing here? I'm just having too much fun with this. Aren't you them boys who were whacking off and whacking in the chair of the wheel? Oh, God damn it. Let's see here. Damn it, Anthony's the king of the comments. And then Tim's also, I don't know who the real king of the comments is. I mean, it's definitely a three-way tie. And I emphasis on the three-way between Ray, Anthony, and my boy Kyan Ratsu Rivera, a.k.a. Tim Smith, the GOAT. I want Biden to drop his... Okay, I don't know if I should say that. I'm just going to... Let's see. I want blank to drop his pants and sign an executive order. Oh, my God. It's a great comment. It's a fantastic comment, by the way. It's very sexy. It's very erotic. Guys, this is getting a little too erotic for me, I think. Is there such a thing as too erotic, though? Try to figure that out. Anthony's saying Ray and Tim. All right. Solid. You know, I definitely feel like an e-girl. I really do feel like an e-girl who's really, really hard for Joe Biden, who's really sexually charged up because of Joe Biden. Yeah, I think my boy Joe Biden's gonna fix America. He's gonna give me a subscription. No, a prescription to Viagra. Thank you, Joe Biden, for the hookups. And then Kyan Ratsu Rivera saying, why is there now rapping in this stream? I'm switching to Ben Shapiro. And then Anthony's just laughing aloud. Yeah, I do love the Ben Shapiro rap, by the way. It's pretty solid. I would do a reaction video to it, but I've watched it quite a few times, so it's like there's no point in it. Plus, everybody else has done. There's been so many damn reaction videos to that video. I may eventually do a fresh reaction video once everybody else is... Once it's become uncool to do a reaction video, I'll start doing it again. I'm purposely late to a lot of trends. I prefer to be a trend setter. Not a trend follower. I loved the I love the Creed, Patrick Stewart and Creed Super Bowl commercial. That was incredible. Really deep down incredible. Yeah, no, it's funny because Ben Shapiro talks super fucking fast. Guy's an animal. You know, maybe I could. Maybe, so here's my plan, all right? I need to get really, really big on SoundCloud, okay? Or just really big on any platform. And then... Because I'm the greatest white rapper in the U.S. of A. All my homies, they all think that I'm gay. Because look, do you hear that? That's rapping. That's rhymes. That's not rhymes. I don't know what that is. It's Crimes Against Music. And that could be a good album title. Crimes Against Music by the Butt Boys. So the I know you guys are probably familiar with my crackpot idea, the Butt Boys. Now, the Butt Boys are a fake boy band, and the backstory is they always leave me right before we do a live show because I force them to wear skinny jeans that don't fit, that deliberately show their packages, and I touch their packages. Sorry, not sorry, you know. That's the origin story of the Butt Boy. So every time I do a fake live video where I'm like playing my keyboard and pretending and be like, oh yeah, you know, my band just left me. I guess I'm now the only Butt Boy member, so I might as well, the show must go on, you know. So the Butt Boys is real. I think the Butt Boys is a real thing in my heart, in my soul. Can you take me higher to a place where blind men see? Can you take me higher? I think you can. I think you will. Do you want to know what takes me higher? You guys ready for this? Are you prepared for what awaits you? I don't think you are. That's what I think I look like with my shirt off. This is perfection. I am the fifth member of Creed. I am the backup vocalist / keyboardist / sleazy manager. I love this photo, though. This is probably the greatest photo of Creed of all time. We got Scott Stapp. I can't remember the other. I know Tremonti. Tremonti, the greatest guitar player of all time right there, by the way. If you're telling me you don't like Creed, I'm sorry. You know, I know you don't like good music. If you hate Creed, you hate good music, is all I'm trying to say. With arms wide open, under the sunlight, welcome to this place, I'll show you everything. Now that's music. Now that's what I call music. Now that's what Daddy calls music, volume 10, volume 20 if you're lucky. That's what Daddy calls music, the greatest of all time. Sorry, not sorry. I don't know how you guys feel about this. I'm going to remove the background now. My manager, my fake manager that doesn't really exist, is telling me to remove the background filter. Okay, fine. We'll go back to normal. We'll have it your way. Fake manager. My manager, my fake manager, Tyrone, who doesn't really exist, told me that I need to take this off. Okay, sorry, Tyrone. You fuck with me here? Don't fuck with me, Tyrone. God damn it. It's good shit. Damn good shit. Fuck. Fuck. You want an Israel versus Palestine background? Oh, God. I don't think I'm going to keep this too long. I know I've already gone 28 minutes, which is a little longer than I expected. Final note. Since we started with Joe Biden, we'll end the stream with Joe Biden. I think young Biden, the terrible version of Biden, I mean, every version of terrible, every version of Biden is not a good version. But like I said, what he lacks in ability and integrity and all that shit, what he lacks in all of those things is it doesn't really matter. All that truly, truly matters is that he has a great looking ass. He's a sexy man. I love Joe Biden. He's number one. He's so cute. You know, he may not know any, he may be the worst president of all time, sure. But he is the most beautiful. And there needs to be lots of portraits of him, of him naked. People painting him naked. Only because he's so beautiful. He's so sexy. Damn it, Joe. Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the man. He does what he can. And, yep. You're the GOAT, Joe Biden. So I don't know what else to say except for make sure you guys go out there and vote. And, you know, obviously I'm going to vote for Donald Trump. That's my personal preference. But when the sexiest man of the year ballots open up on the internet, I want to try my best to put as many, many votes in for Biden as the sexiest man of the year. Don't want him to be president, though. But I do want him. I'd like it if he, you know, acknowledged how hot I am or not. Joe Biden, OMG. Anyway, though, I kind of got nothing else to add to this, but I want to thank you guys once again. Got my boy Ray, got my boy Ants, got my boy Tim. All of you guys, okay, before I go, give us your thoughts on Hunter, hot or not. Hunter Biden, after I saw the story with the laptop, is he definitely getting away with, is he doing some illegal stuff in there? Yeah, oh, absolutely. But he is hot, he is sexy, and he's the son of the hottest man, and the hottest man in the world produced the hottest son in the world, Hunter Biden. So we all know that Hunter Biden is a hunk. He's a beautiful man, and I can agree with that. I like that. All right. Later, guys. This is the worst stream of all time. The worst. But